Today's shir is Masechta Nedarim Daf Tes, and we will begin on Daf Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues teaching us different halachas of yodos, that when a neder is considered a yodos nedarim, as we have been learning, would be considered a valid neder. If somebody says kenidre rishon, like the nedarim of rishoyim, nodar, he has affected a neder. And as we're going to learn in the name of the Rishonim, when our Mishnah says Kenidre Rishonim is a valid terminology to affect a neder, what the Mishnah means to teach us is that Ksherim, people who act properly, typically don't make Nedarim. However, people who don't act so properly, not Rishonim in the traditional sense, a Rasha, somebody who's a wicked person, but somebody who's not as careful in the way he acts, is more likely to make Nedarim, and therefore the terminology of Kenidre Rishonim is a valid terminology to affect a Neder. And therefore Benazir, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, if somebody used the terminology of Kenidre Rishonim Hareini, and there was a Nazir passing in front of him, that would be an effective language to become a Nazir. Or Bekarbon, if somebody said Kenidre Rishonim Olai, and there was an animal in front of him, that would affect that that animal would be considered a Karbon. What kind of a Karbon? Is a Machloikis Rishonim. The Rosh says that it would be a carbon oil, because as the Mefarshim explain, as the Prisha explains, the most typical carbon is a carbon oil. The day begins with Klai Yisrael bringing a carbon tamid every day, and therefore typically when he says Kenidre Rishonim, he means a carbon oil. Other Rishonim, the Ran holds that it doesn't necessarily mean a carbon oil, it could equally mean a carbon shlomim. However, the Mefarshim point out that if the animal that he was saying this language on was a female animal, and a carbon oil can never be brought from a female animal, then certainly when he said this language of Kenidre Rishonim Olai, we understand that he, and there's an animal in front of him, a female animal in front of him, we understand it to mean that he's being obligating himself to bring a carbon shlomim. Or b'shvua, if somebody used a terminology of Kenidre Rishonim Himenu, and there was a piece of bread in front of him, so what he's trying to say is that he is making a shvua that he should not be allowed to eat this piece of bread. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis explains our Mishnah. We are not going to learn the Mishnah this way. However, just to point out the pshat that the Rambam says, the Rambam, we've learned the Mishnah, and that's the way we understand the Gemara similarly, that the Mishnah means to say three separate situations. When he said Kenidre Rishonim Hareini, it's referring to Naziris. Kenidre Rishonim Olai, it's referring to a carbon. And Kenidre Rishonim Himenu, he's referring to a shvua. The Rambam, however, explains that this is really all one situation. And he explains that our Mishnah is referring to a case where there was a loaf of bread in front of him, and he says that if I eat this loaf of bread, I will have violated a shvua, and I'll be obligated to bring a carbon, and I will be obligated to be a nazir. That's how the Rambam learns. However, continues the Mishnah, if somebody used the terminology of Kenidre Ksherim, he says the neder of a Ksherim with the various terminologies that were used in our Mishnah, there the halacha would be Loyama Klum. He has not affected anything, because Ksherim do not make Nedarim. And therefore, saying Kenidrik Sherim is an ineffective terminology. The Mefarshim ask a question. When we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, the Mishnah, the Gemara, at the beginning of our Masechta said, Kinui Nedarim Kenedarim, Charamim, Shvuas, Naziris. And the Mishnah said, why do we teach all these halachas? And the Mishnah said that they're all common, and that's why they were all taught together. And we asked the question, why in Masechta Shvuas does the Masechta say Kinui Shvuas Kishvuas, and the Mishnah doesn't mention all the other subjects? So Tosfos answered, because Nedarim and Shvuas are very different. By Nedarim, as we're learning and we'll continue to learn, there's a concept of Yodos Nedarim. However, by Shvuas, there is no concept of Yodos Shvuas, says Tosfos. Ask the Mefarshim, the Shamla and the Nedarim, that from our Mishnah we clearly see that there is a concept of Nidrei, of Yodos Shvuas. Because our Mishnah just said, if you said Kenidrei Rishoim Himenu, that's a Yodos Shvuas. And the Mishnah clearly teaches us that it's a valid Shvuah. So how could Tosfos say that there is no din of Yodos Shvuas? Answers the Shamla Nedarim in the name of the Netziv, that there's a difference in what type of Shvuah is being made. In a situation where somebody is making a Shvuah Mipi Atzmai, somebody is verbalizing a Shvuah, Tosfos will agree that there is a concept of Yodos Shvuah, which is the case that our Mishnah is referring to. However, we know by Shvuas there's also a situation of Mushba Mipi Acherim, where somebody else verbalizes the Shvuah, and the other person just says Amen. And the such situation is what Tosfos refers to in saying that there is no concept of Yodos Shvuas. Rav Naftali Trop gives a different answer. He says that when somebody violates a Shvuah, he violates two lavim, possibly violates two lavim. One is the lav of lo yachil dvori, you're not allowed to violate what you said, and the other is lo sishova b'mishmi l'shekel. Says Rav Naftali, when Tosfos says that there is no concept of Yodos Shvuah, he means as far as the lav of lo sishova b'shmi l'shekel. That type of Shvuah, to be over that lav, you have to properly articulate the Shvuah, and if it's a Yodos, you're not over that lav. But certainly to be over the lav of lo yachil dvori, which is the same lav that one is over if chas v'sholem someone is over a neder. So just like by nedarim there's a concept of yodos nedarim, so too by shvuas there will be a concept of yodos shvuah, to be over the lav of lo yachil dvori. Our Mishnah has drawn a distinction between nidrei rishoyim and Nidrei Ksherim, that Rishoyim are those that make Nedarim, not Ksherim. Ask the Mefarshim, that we find in the Torah that Yaakov Avinu made a Neder, Vayidar Yaakov Neder. So how can we say that Ksherim don't make Nedarim? Yaakov Avinu made a Neder. So the Rashba answers that Yaakov Avinu's Neder was a Neder that was made as a Hodah Lashem, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he had saved him. Under those circumstances, a neder may be made. Other Rishonim, the Tosfos and other Rishonim, say that a neder that was made by Eis Tzara, Yaakov Avinu made that neder when he was an Eis Tzara, in an Eis Tzara, a neder may be made. In fact, I saw many Paiskim, the Rimah, and the Marik, and the Bach, all say that if somebody makes a neder because he's an Eis Tzara, even though we know the halach is one may have Hataras Nedarim, one could go through a process of having his neder annulled through a Chacham, not a neder that was made by Eis Tzara, one should avoid being matter such a neder. It's a very high level neder that should not be annulled. However, I saw the Ratvaz takes a very different approach. The Ratva says that even though Nedarim may not be, that even though Nedarim should not be made, as our Mishnah says, Nedarim are made by Rishoyim, not by Ksherim, says Ritvaz, when it comes to giving tzedakah, the dorim may be made. And he gives two explanations to why. One is because tzedakah is something that we're obligated to give. When is there a halacha that sheirim don't make nedarim? That's regarding something that they're not obligated to do. However, tzedakah, which we're obligated to give, we may make such a neder. Another explanation the Radvaz gives is that we know that the Torah says, lo sinasun es Hashem elokeichem. One may not test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One may not say, you know, I'll go learn a shir, and because I came to the shir, Hashem should be good to me. That's an inappropriate approach to our religion. There is one exception. The Torah says, regarding giving tzedakah, b'chanuni no bezois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, test me, im lo eftach lechem arubes ha-shamayim, that if one gives tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat us so very well. So since tzedakah has this very unique characteristic that we could test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore one may make nedarim to give tzedakah. However, there are other paiskim that disagree with Ritvaz and say that just like our Mishnah teaches us that nedarim should be avoided, it's nidrei rishoyim, that nidrei ksherim, even regarding tzedakah, one should not make nedarim. I the paiskim ask that we find that in shul, when one receives an aliyah, people typically do make a neder, and even if the person says b'li neder quietly as the gabbai is announcing his pledge, it really is invalid, because if I say it quietly and the gabbai says it without saying b'li neder, the neder is certainly considered a neder. So how come the neder is valid? So the Nemukei Yosef says that in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Apsuchim, when our lives are in balance, certainly under those circumstances, one can make a neder. But what about when one receives an aliyah the entire year, not just Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So Rav Moshe in the Dibros Moshe says that since Chazal recognized that the shuls needed this income of the nedarim that people make when they have an aliyah, to be able to continue existing, it's under the category Eis Lasus Lashem Heferu Teresecha, and therefore one may make a neder. But the Paiskim also point out at the same time that a neder that's made l'tzedakah, whether when somebody has an aliyah or whether when someone says a neder when he says yisker and he promises tzedakah in memory of his relatives who passed away, one should be extremely careful to pay off that neder immediately, particularly if he makes a neder in memory of a relative. It causes a great sorrow to that relative until the neder is paid off. And Rav Moshe Sternbuch says in the Tshuvas Hanhogos, even if someone, when he made this neder, said b'li neder, still it's a very important inyan for the toiva, for the well-being of that neshama, that one should pay off the neder as quickly as possible. However, says the Mishnah, kinidvaisam. If somebody says kinidvas ksherim, he uses the word nedava instead of neder, and he made a neder b'nazir, and that's how he obligated himself to be a nazir, or he obligated himself to bring a carbon. Since he used the word nedava, there it is considered a valid obligation, because ksherim do make nedavos. And as the Ram points out, throughout Shas, not only throughout Shas, but in Mitzvah Shem, even in our Shir in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to see that the difference between neder and nedava is neder is when somebody obligates himself by saying, Harai olai, I am obligated to do something. And the dove is when somebody says Harei Zu, he specifies the animal. So ask the Ran, how in our Mishnah does it make a difference if he said the word neder on the dove? Says the Ran that the difference between neder and the dove in our Mishnah is not to be understood in the traditional sense, Harei Zu or Harei Olai. Rather, the way it should be understood, that nedava means something that a person is giving from the donation of his heart. He wants to give, he wants to do. And that's why kenidvas ksherim is ksherim do obligate themselves with their heart to give, to give and make make themselves a nazir and to bring kabbonis, and that's why it's an effective terminology. And in fact, the Tosefta says, if somebody says kinidvas rishoim, it would not be effective, because rishoim, even when they make nedarim, they only make the nedarim in a lower level as nedarim, not as this higher level of nedavus that represents a true giving from the heart. Also says the Ran, that even though our Mishnah is saying that if somebody uses the terminology of kenidvas ksherim, it's an effective neder, that's only regarding a nazir or a karban. But regarding shvua, even if he uses the terminology of kenidvas ksherim, it would not be effective. Because ksherim do not make shvuas. Shvuas is something that people who act properly refrain from. And even though, as the Ram points out, we learned in the previous shiur that if somebody says Eshkem Veshna Perigzu, if somebody obligates himself to learn something or to do a mitzvah, Neder Godl Nodel El Kei Yisrael, it's considered a very virtuous shvua, says the Ram, that's not a proof that Ksherim makes shvuas. Because as we learned in the previous shiur, that shvua is really not effective. It's only a shvua lizruze nafshei, to stimulate oneself to do what's correct. That's not considered a full-fledged shvua. A full-fledged shvua, and particularly as the Rishonim point out, and as we've been learning, a shvua is typically made by mentioning Shem Hashem, is something that ksherim avoid making, and therefore even if one used the language of kenidvas ksherim, it would not be an effective lashon regarding shvua. Ask the Gemara. Our Mishnah said that if somebody said kenidre rishoim, it's an effective way of making a neder. Ask the Gemara, but hachikamer, maybe what he meant to say was kenidre rishoim loy nedarna, like the nedarim of the rishoim, I'm not making a neder, which would mean that he's entirely not making a neder. Why are we assuming that he's making a neder? Maybe assume that he's not making a neder. And as the Mefarshim asked, and we've asked this question in the name of the Shalman and the Dorim previously, that we know that the rule is that Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. So when we can't interpret a neder, we always are machmir in our interpretation. So why does the Gemara ask that if we don't know how to understand this nether, did he mean to make a nether? Did he mean not to make a nether? We interpreted that he meant to make a nether, we don't know. Why shouldn't we certainly say that he meant to make a nether? Stam the Dorim Lahachmer. So the Shalman Dorim gives two answers. One answer is, as we've said earlier, that by Yodos Nedarim, this rule of Stam the Dorim Lahachmer doesn't apply. And the other teretz that the Shalman Dorim gives is that we say Stam Nedarim Lahachmir when we know for sure there's a neder. We certainly know there's a valid neder here. We just don't know what he really meant. So we say Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, we interpret it more stringently. But to create a neder through the rule of Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, that the halacha doesn't do. So now the Gemara explains how to understand the Mishnah. Amar Shmuel Ba'ayma Kenidrei Rishoyim. The person says Kenidre Rishoim, Hireni, or Hireni Olai, or he used the language Benidre Rishoim Himenu. Whenever he used that type of language, that is a lotion that he's, and there's a loaf of bread in front of him, he's meaning not to be allowed to eat that loaf of bread. If he said Kenidre Rishoim Hireni, we assume that he meant a Naziris. And there's a very interesting machloikis that the Ran quotes in the name of his, between him and his rebbes. The Ran says it makes no difference if he used the words Kenidre Rishoim Hareini, or he said Kenidre Rishoim Ahel. Under all circumstances, that would be the same din. However, he does say that there are shittas that make a difference between Nidre Rishoim Hareini and Nidre Rishoim Ahei. Ahei, those Rishoim explain, is a much stronger terminology of affecting a nether, and will always be considered a nether. The Ran disagrees, and the Ran says that they're both the same. And if somebody would say Kenidrik Sheirim Hareini or Kenidrik Rishoyim Ahei, it would not be effective neder, because Ksheirim don't make Nedarim. And if somebody said Kenidre Rishoyim Olai, he would be obligated to bring a carbon. If somebody said Kenidre Rishoyim Himenu, it would be considered that he made a Shvuah. Ask the Gemara. Hareini, we said that if somebody said Kenidre Rishoyim Hareini, it means that he's accepting upon himself a Naziris. Ask the Gemara, Dilma Hareini Betainis Kamar. Maybe what he's accepting upon himself is to be in a tainus and not a naziris. So, ask the Mefarshim. There's a machloikus in Shas. If somebody accepts upon himself a tainus, is he considered a chayta or is he considered a kadosh? So, according to the Man D'Omer, that says that somebody who accepts upon himself a tainus is considered a chayta, is considered a sinner. So we understand the Gemara's question very well. When he says Kenidre Rishoyim, it can mean Hareini Benazir or can mean Hareini Betainus. How do I know it means Hareini Benazir? But according to the Man D'Omer, asked the Mefarshim, that sitting in a tainus is kadosh, is to be commended. So how can we say Kenidre Rishoyim? He's calling it Nidre Rishom and accepting a tainus. Rishom don't sit in tainus. Kedoshim, holy people sit in tainus. So Mefarshim answer, even according to the Man D'Omer, that somebody who sits in a tainus is considered a kadosh, that's only if when he accepted a tainus, he specified a time when that tainus should be. But if somebody says, I'm going to be in a tainus, and he doesn't clearly specify when that tainus will take place, so there's always a concern about tacher that he may not fulfill his vow, and there everybody will agree that accepting a tainus is not virtuous, and therefore the words kenidre rishom would be very applicable. So again, ask the Gemara, why when somebody says kenidre rishom hareini, do we assume he's accepting the zeris? Maybe he's accepting a tainus. Amish is referring to a situation where a Nazir is walking in front of him. So obviously, he meant Naziris, not Tainus. We said if somebody said Kenidre Rishoyim Himenu, it means Beshvua, that he's making a Shvua that he won't be allowed to eat the loaf of bread that's in front of him. Asked the Gemara, Dilma Himenu de Kachil Nekamar. Who says to interpret what he means to say? That he won't eat the loaf of bread. Maybe it means that he will eat the loaf of bread. Answers the Gemara. Marava, Dami Himenu Shloi Oichel. He said explicitly, Kenidre Rishoyim Himenu Shloi Oichel, that I will not eat. Ask the Gemara if that's what he said. Yochem Ma'il Memra. Obviously, that's a valid Shvua. What's the question? Answers the Gemara. Ma'da Taima, Haloi Mapik Shvua Mipume. Since he did not use the word Shvua, that maybe it should not be considered a shvua if he doesn't use the word shvua. Kamash Malan Adain, that's why our Mishnah saying Kenidre Rishoyim Himenu Shloi Oichel, even though he didn't mention the word shvua, it's still considered a valid shvua. Our Mishnah said, Kenidre Rishoyim Loi Omar, Kenidre Ksherim Loi Omar Kulum. If somebody uses the word Kenidre Ksherim, it's meaningless. If he says Kenidvoisom, if he says Kenidvas, then it is effective nader. Ask the Gemara, man tana de shana le bein nedel and adover. Who is the tana that differentiates between a ned and a dover? Lema le Ramei v'le Reb Yehuda. It doesn't seem to be not Ramei nor Reb Yehuda. The Tanya, the pasuk in Kehelis says, es ashatidor shalem, what you promise to give, pay. And the next pasuk says, toivash loy tidor, mishatidor v'loy tishalem. So Ramei explains, Toi mizeh mizeh, the best thing is, Sheinu noider kikel, kolikur, somebody who doesn't make any nether at all. Because he explains, Ramei, because he explains, the first pasuk says, Toi vashleitidu mishatidu vloitishalim, Toi ashatidu tishalim, what you make a nether pay, And then the next pasuk goes on to say, what better is, don't make the nether at all, because we're concerned you may not fulfill the nether. That's how the Ran explains the Gemara. Ask the Rosh, if that's the case, then our Gemara omitted bringing down the most important pasuk. The pasuk is the previous pasuk that says Ashatid Shalem. If that is the basis for Ramea's understanding, the Gemara should have quoted that pasuk. So the Rosh explains that according to Ramea, the pasuk should have just said Toivash Loitidor Mishatidor. Why does the pasuk add the words Veloite Shalem? Obviously, if you don't pay, you haven't done the right thing. The words like the Shalom are the ones that point out that even if you're going to pay, it's better not to make the nether. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, "Time is there, noida mishalom. The best is to make a nether and pay." So the question is as follows: according to Rameya, making a nether or nedava is never commendable. So how could our Mishnah say that kenidvas ksheirim is a valid nether? According to Rabbi Yehuda, both making a nether or a nedava are commendable. So therefore, how could our Mishnah say that Knidrik Sheirim is not a valid nether? So our Mishnah is difficult to understand both according to Ramea and according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk is telling us the best thing is to make a nether and pay versus making a nether and not paying. So the question is, of course it's better to make a nether and pay. Making a nether and not paying, what do I have from such a nether? So the Mefarshim answer, Rani explains, that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that one would think making a nether in itself is a mitzvah, and therefore even if one could not fulfill that mitzvah, he still could not fulfill the nether, he still has mekayim a mitzvah, still teaches us the Gemara, the Pasuk, that no, a nether is only considered a mitzvah, it won't fulfill the nether. So Mefarshim asks, that throughout Shas we know the rule is afilu chishev odem lasas mitzvah. If somebody wanted to do a mitzvah, v'nenes v'loy asah, and something came up that he couldn't fulfill it, ma'alu lav akosav kila asah, it's considered like he did the mitzvah. So why over here, when somebody is not able to do the mitzvah, he makes a neder, but he can't fulfill it, is it not considered a mitzvah? So Mefarshim answer, there's a difference between all other mitzvahs where one is obligated to do a mitzvah. A person is obligated to daven, and he intends to get up to daven. So it's a mitzvah. And even if something came up that prevented him from davening, it's considered that he did a mitzvah. But a neder is not something that we're obligated to do. A mitzvah that we're not obligated to do, we're only considered having done a mitzvah when we actually did it, not just when we thought that we would like to do it. Says the Gemara Fil Tamer Meir. We could explain that a mishnah does, it can be explained even according to Rameya's opinion. Kikam Rameya, for when did Rameya say that Nedarim are to be frowned upon? Beneder, Benedova, as we explained in our Mishnah, Nedova represents something that comes from the heart. Like Kama, even there Rameya will agree it's commendable. Ask the Gemara, but let's look at the Lashon of the Mishnah. V'aktanim benedvoisom, nodar benozim bekarbon. So we're saying that's even referring to a neder, because the Mishnah uses the word knedvoisom, nodar. Answers the Gemara, Tani Nodav Benozav Bekarbon. Don't the wording of the Mishnah should change. Not can advise some Nodav Benozav Bekarbon, rather can advise some Nodav Benozav Bekarbon. So the Ram points out that the Gemara's question that the Gemara is asking now could have been asked immediately as soon as we learned the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah uses the words can advise up, that only a Nodav is effective, and right away the Mishnah uses the word Nodav. Why did the Gemara wait till this point to ask this question? So the Ran says that actually the Ran gives two terutzim. One terutz the Ran says is that actually the Gemara could have asked this question right away when we started learning the Mishnah, but the Gemara first wanted to establish who is the Tan of our Mishnah, and then the Gemara asked this question. Another terutz that the Ran gives is as follows. When we learned the Mishnah, we did not really see so clearly the difference between a nether and a nedava. It's only now, after we've learned Ramea's opinion, and understand that according to Ramea, a nether is to be frowned upon. And according to the Gemara's current understanding, a nedava is something commendable. So now we've clearly differentiated between a nether and a nedava. So ask the Gemara, if so, How does the Mishnah say, can advise on nadar? And the Gemara says, indeed, the word nadar should be taken out and be replaced with the word nadaf. Says the Gemara, Maishna noida deloy. Why does Rameya frown upon the Dorim? Dima asa baladei tekola. We're concerned that he'll make a nether, and he will not fulfill it, and he'll come to Ravera Baal Ta'acha. The Dova Namiloy. So even when somebody makes a Nadova, why are we not concerned Dima Basal Day the color? Even if he designates the animal, why are we not concerned that he's not going to bring it? So most Rishonim explain the Gemara. There could be Baal Ta'acher when one says Harei Olai, and there could be Baal Ta'acher when one says Harei Zu. And as the Mefarshim point out, that even though throughout Shas, we're not quite clear if we follow the concept of Takola, we're worried that people will not do what they're supposed to do. That's where somebody has to do something. Here the Takola comes around, B'Shev Al Taisa, people not doing what they're supposed to do. And people very commonly are lazy and don't follow through on what they're supposed to do. And that's why everybody agrees that here there's a concern for Takola. But the Gemara's question is, the same concern that we have by a nether, we have by a nedova. That's the way most Mefarshim explain. There are Mefarshim that explain that by a nedova, there is no concern of Baal Ta'acher, because once somebody designated Harei Zu, once somebody designated a specific animal, that animal is Kadosh, and there's no concern about Ta'acher. But the concern still is that the person is supposed to bring the carbon, and as long as he doesn't bring the carbon, he may come to use it, he may come to be Moel Behegdish, and that's why the Gemara's question is, the same concern that there is by a nether, there is by a nedava. Answers the Gemara, there is a way of avoiding that problem. And that is Kehillel HaZaken, as Hillel HaZaken used to do. The Tanya Amru al Hillel HaZaken, they said regarding Hillel HaZaken, Shloimol Odom by Losa Kol Yomav, an animal that Hillel brought as a carbon was Ayla, there can never be Me'ilu with it. And the Mefarshim point out, why are we speaking specifically about a carbon Ayla? So Mefarshim explain, a Chatas for Asham, Hillel never brought, because a Chatas for Asham only brought when one did an Aveira. Hillel didn't do Aveiras. A carbon Shlomim, there is no Me'ilu until it's brought on the Mizbeach. So the only possible carbon that Hillel could have brought that would have been a subject of Me'ila is a carbon oila. So says the Gemara, Hillel's carbon oila never came to Me'ila. Shleimal Adam by Lasa Kayamav. Why? Mevi Kishichulan Lazara. He would bring it before he was Magdashit to Azara. He wasn't Magdashit until he actually brought it to Azara. And here too we have a Machlekus Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it wasn't that he actually brought it, the Ran says he didn't actually bring it to the Azara, because there's a halacha that one may not bring Chulun Azara. But the Gemara says here they brought to the Azara, it means to the doorway of the Azara. However, other Rishonim explain that the halacha that Chulun may not be brought to the Azara is only if one is going to do an avoida. He's going to shecht it or do some other service with that animal. But bringing Chulin to the Azara just to be Magdashit may be brought into the Azara. And Magdisha, and then he would Magdish it, the Samechala Veshachta. And right away, do Smicha and Shechita. So by minimizing the amount of time between he was Magdashit and actually being Makrevit, it did not come to Mi'ila. And this is the way Ksheirim bring the Dovs. So now we have a Machlekes Rishonim. When Al Mishnah said that somebody was not the Bekarbon, Kednidvas Ksherim, Bekarbon, what is the Kednidvas Ksherim that he's bringing a carbon? Does it have to imitate the way Hillel brought the carbon? Or does it, that's the way some Rishonim mean, that's when such a nether, such a nedava will be valid? Or does it mean that even if he didn't make the carbon that way, since we have a way that Ksherim bring carbon, the way Hillel brought it, even when he doesn't bring it that way, since there is an opportunity to bring it that way, it's already considered a nether. It's already considered a valid nether. Also, Mefarshim point out, why does it have to be Kenedava? If he's being Makrevit right when it's by the Azara, it could even be Keneder. Why Kenedava? So they explain. When somebody brings in the Dava and he's designating a specific animal, if something should happen to that animal before it's actually brought on the Mizbeach, he has fulfilled his obligation. But if somebody makes a neder and something happens to the animal before it's completely brought on the Mizbeach, or if it turns out to be a treifa, he has an obligation to bring another animal. And now again we have a concern, takolo, that he may not bring that animal. And that's why even if one follows Hillel's method of being magdish the animal and being makavit right away, still you have to be careful to use the lashon nedava, not the lashon neder. The Mefarshim say that when we see what Hillel did, we could understand a pasuk in the Torah. We know by the Akedah, when Avram Avinu went to the Akedah with Yitzchak, Yitzchak is on the way to Hamaria at the end of their journey, and that's when he asks Avram Avinu, Aya Hasel Oilu, where's the Sefer Karban? So the question is, why didn't Yitzchak ask earlier where the Seh is for the Karban? Answer the Mefarshim, that Yitzchak knew that Avram followed the method of Hillel, that he wasn't magdish and makir, ready, didn't bring the animal until the last possible moment to avoid takolo. So why, when they left the home, Avram Avinu wasn't magdish an animal, that did not surprise Yitzchak. Yitzchak only asked the question as they were approaching Har HaMoriah, where's the animal, Avram Avinu? And that's when Avram, because now is already the time to find the animal and be magdish the animal, that's the time that he asked, Aya Haseh Lo'ayla. Hanich in the David Kabbalah. So we found a situation where kosher could bring a carbon in a very commendable fashion. However, Nadavid and Naziris Meikalameima, where do we find that Naziris is brought in such a commendable fashion? Answers the Gemara of Shimon HaTzadik. We find it by Shimon HaTzadik. The Tanya Omen Shimon HaTzadik. Miyomai lo yichalti Oshem Nozer Tomei. I never ate the carbon Oshem of a Nozer who became Tomei. We know that Allah is that if somebody accepts upon himself a Naziris, he's not allowed to become Tomei. If he becomes Tomei, that invalidates the Naziris. He has to bring a carbon chatos, a carbon oila, and a carbon osham, and start his Naziris from scratch. Says Rav Shimon HaTzadik, I never ate such a carbon osham, el echad, only one time. Pamachas ba echad, nozer min adorim. One time a person came from the south who was a nozer. And the Mefarshim point out, why do we have to say he came from the south? Because haroitz lahachkim yadrim, the Gemara says, the south represents chachma. He was a person that was a chacham. Verisi shu yufei enayim v'toiv roi. He had very beautiful eyes. He was very good looking. V'kuvutzoisov sudur lois totalim. He had very beautiful hair. Amarti loibonai, my son. B'ni, ma reisi lahashchis esor chazano. Why do you want to destroy this beautiful hair? We know a Nazir has to cut all of his hair when he finishes the Naziris. Amalei roya hayisi l'abba. I was a shepherd for my father, Be'iri, in my city. So Mefarshim asked, why do we have to point out that he was a shepherd for his father? So one pshat that I saw is, this person was saying, I had in myself tremendous attributes. I was from Doron. And as we said, Doron represents Chochma. I was a person that was Mekayim Kibbut Ove'im. My father told me, even though I'm a chacham, I'm a smart person, I'm learning in yeshiva, go out and be a shepherd, I listened to what my father said. Another pshat that I saw is that we see that this Nazir came to tremendous high madregas. So he says, how did I come to this madrega? Because harayi hayisi la'abba, I was makbid on the mitzvah of kibbut ove'im, and because I was makbid on that mitzvah, I came to high madregas. Halachti l'malus mayim and amayim, and I went to fill a pail of water from the spring. Niskaltalti bebushli, and I looked in my reflection in the water. Or pachas alay yitzri, and the yetzahara came over me. Or bikish l'tadeni min oilam, and he wanted to banish me from the world by saying, "Look how great you are! You're smart. You're mekayim mitzvahs. You're beautiful. You're good looking." Amati loy Russia, and the Mefarshim say he said it Russia to himself. He didn't say Russia to the Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah trying to overcome him, that is the job of the Yetzirah. So you can't call the Yetzirah Russia for doing that. He was saying to himself, don't be a Russia. Why are you conceited in a world that doesn't belong to you? We all going to end up to be eaten by worms and maggots. I'm going to cut my hair l'shem shemayim. Miyad, a manativ in the shakt of a rosh, says Shimon, I immediately got up and I kissed him on his head. Matiloi, b'ni, k'moichi yibu nazir in Nazirus b'Yisrael. Your type of nazirim, they should be in Klal Yisrael. Lecha kosov oimer, ish kiafli linda neda nazir l'ashem, l'shem shemayim, this is the Nazirus. And as Mefarshim explained, Shimon HaTzadik, we know, lived in the time of the Yevonim, the Greeks. The Greeks worshipped what was beautiful. And Shimon HaTzadik recognized the greatness of this person, that he did not fall prey to what was external beauty. He looked for what was important in life, Nazir Lahazir Lashem. And I saw a beautiful vort from the previous Novominsky Rebbe. He says, the Gemara Rashi quotes it in Chumash, says that typically when does one become a Nazir? Haroi soita b'kakuloi. If somebody says soita doing an aveira, yaza atzmim and ayayin, he should become a nazir. Says the Novominsky Rebbe, this nazir wasn't that type of a nazir. He didn't look at somebody else's problems. Haroi soita b'kakula. Somebody else is a soita, and that caused him to become a nazir. He looked at himself. Nistagal kalti v'buashali. His nazirus came from an internal recognition that he wants to be close to Hashem. That is the nazir that Shimon HaTzadik appreciated. And the Mefarshim go on to explain, Ramea Arik explains, that's what the Torah says, ish ki yafli. Yafli is the language of a pella, something wondrous. This person, what he did was a pella. Typically, people get caught up in this world. People get caught up in their good looks and in their brilliance and in their mitzvahs. This person did what was extraordinary. He went against the stream. That's ish kiyafli. That's the nazir that Shimon HaTzadik appreciated. And I saw from Rav Simcha Zisel Brody, he explains, he says it over in the name of Rav Davniel Mavashovitz, who was the Mashgiach in the Kalma Yeshiva. He said that the Nazir said was Bikish Latardaini Mina Oilam. What does it mean that he wanted to be in the world, not this world? So he says that what this Nazir recognized is that everybody has a specific place in this world and everybody has to carry out their duty in the world. And the duty of a Jew is not to be caught up with the external beauty of the world, but to be caught up in Avodas Hashem. And he gave a beautiful mashal. He says, there was once a king walking by a playground where little children were playing in the sandbox, having a wonderful good time, and they were getting dirty as they play in the sandbox. And the king says, I would love to join them in their game, but it's not my place to play in a sandbox. I'm a king. A Jew has to realize what his place in Ba'olam, what is his place in the world, what is he supposed to do, and what is he's supposed to refrain from doing. The Mepharshim also used this Gemara to teach us some halacha l'maisa. This is the basis, say the Mepharshim, for the minig, that in a beis ha'ovel rachman al-tzlon, the mirrors should be covered. Some explain the reason the mirrors should be covered is because typically tefillah is conducted in a beis ha'ovel, and where tefillah is conducted, one should not daven facing a mirror. But another pshat that I saw is that looking at the mirror, as we see, could cause these kind of machshavas. That's what happened when this person looked at his reflection. And during an avelis, a person should be following a time of introspection, not looking at a mirror. Also, the Paiskim used this Gemara, and Moshe used this Gemara to teach us another interesting halacha. The Rama in Hilchos Tefillah says that one may not kiss someone in shul. Says Ramosha that the halacha that one may not kiss his children in a beis haknesses only refers to kissing one's children, because kissing one's children shows that his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's other loves, he loves his family, and that is inappropriate in a shul while davening. However, if one kisses the hand, let's say in certain communities there's a minhag to kiss the hand of the rav, that is not considered a sign of love, it's a sign of kavod, and may be done even in a shul. And his raya is from our Gemara, because in our Gemara we find that Shimon HaTzadik kissed this nazir. Shimon HaTzadik was probably in the Beis HaMikdash, and yet he was kissing people. And Rav Moshe brings another raya, because Ramah says this halacha in Hilchis Tefillah. Why doesn't the Ramah say it in Hilchis Beis HaKnesses? So it says Rav Moshe, because from here we see that this is not a rule specifically to a shul, it's a rule to tefillah. While one is davening, he should show that all of his love is to Hashem, to no one else, and therefore, if it's just a kiss out of respect, it may take place in a shul. Maskel of Ramani asks Rav Mani, Mashna, Ashim Nazir Tamid Loyachol, why didn't Shimon eat the Ashim Nazir Dase Alche, because it came because of an Aveira, because it became Tamei? Kol Hashem is not Loyachol. So then Shimon should never eat any carbon Ashim Dalche to Asu, because they come from an Aveira. Amle Rav Yani, so Rav Yani explained, Hainatama, this is why Shimon specifically did not eat the Ashim of a Nazir. Because when does a person make does a person accept upon himself a Naziris? Kshein Taim Nazir. Number of Pshatim. One is when the person recognizes he did Averis, and as for Tshuva he wants to become a Nazir. Or when one is afflicted with different problems and he wants to become a Nazir, hoping that will be the way Hashem will help him. Kshein Tmeim. And then if they Chas V'Shem become Tamei. And as we learned earlier, for Rabban Lam Yimei Nazir, so the days of Naziris get extended, because after their Tumah and they finish the Tumah, they have to shave and start the Naziris again. Mischatimahen, they regret their Naziris. So the Naziris is not really a true Naziris. As Mepharshim say, it really is an effective Naziris, but it's not with the whole heart. That's why they bring Chulun Lazara. So he shouldn't eat the carbon of any Nazir, or under the concern that he regretted his Naziris. Answers the Gemara, Nazir Taraloi. There is no concern by regular Naziris, because the Mude Amp Navshi, a person before he became a Nazir, assessed himself if he could keep that Naziris, the Yochlinda, they could keep it. And he wouldn't have accepted upon himself if he couldn't keep it, and if he took it, it means he could keep it, and it's not considered a nether, that's not a real nether. However, when it becomes a Tamei, and he extended his Naziris, and that was something that he didn't assess they could accept, we have to be concerned that it's not a true Naziris, and therefore Shimon the Tzaddik did not want to eat from those kabbalists, except from the carbon of this person, Menadorim, who, as we explained, was a person of a very high Madrega. On him we could be certain that his Naziris, even if it got extended because he was Tamei, was a true Naziris from the heart, L'shem Hashem.